Hello, amigos！ 周末好，欢迎收听可可网听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda Sheryl Crow， 90年代以来最受欢迎的摇滚乐女歌手之一。Sheryl 在音乐创作中使用的表现手法，在美国流行乐和摇滚乐界都是独树一帜的。她不仅是商业上的成功歌星，也是格莱美奖的常客。那么今天我们要听到的这首《Good Is Good》，选自 Sheryl 2005年9月发行的专辑《Wildflower》，是一首励志题材的作品，传达的同样呢是积极向上的生活态度。深蕴人生洞察的歌词，再加上舒缓甜美的旋律，不知是否能博得大家的喜欢。
Your books out on the sidewalk, now they're blowing round, but they won't help you when you're down. Love's on your list of things to do, to bring your good luck back to you.
Yeah.
一首哀而不伤的 Good is good， 说明无论情况多么差，大家都要坚忍勇敢地看待生活。既然是一首跟勇敢相关的歌曲，那咱们今天就来积累这方面有关的句子、词汇或者是段落，先听一些单词或者词组。第一个 bravery 名词什么意思呢？勇敢、勇气。 verbalize 动词，用言语表达，用文字表达。 to bring something out into the open，把什么事情讲出来，公开化。 involuntary 形容词，非自愿的，不由自主的。 adversity 名词，不幸、灾难、逆境。 can't help doing something， 情不自禁的想做什么事情，情不自禁的做什么事情。Persevering 形容词，坚忍的，不屈不挠的。好了，我们来看一下关于勇敢、勇气的定义，大家想一下自己对于这个概念的定义是什么。 What's your definition of bravery？ 好，听一下句子了，看一下跟你们自己想的是不是一样的。那什么是勇气呢？Bravery isn't something you're born with. You acquire it over time as you gain life experiences. 勇敢不是与生俱来的，它是随着时间、随着生活经验而获得的东西。Courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is having enough strength to get up and try again.勇气不意味着总是斗志昂扬，有时候它只是意味着能在失败之后还有足够的力量站起来接着尝试。 Remember, courage is not the absence of fear. 记住，有勇气不意味着就没有恐惧， but the strength to confront that fear， 而是有用面对恐惧的力量。 Bravery is being scared, butpersevering anyway， 勇气会被吓跑，但是不会被吓死。好了，接着听。那么怎么能够做到勇敢呢？ How to be brave You can practice being brave by acting on what your heart tells you to do and challenging yourself with new experiences even when you are afraid.
可以通过做你自己心里面想做的事情，或者挑战新的经历，来让自己变得勇敢，即使是在你非常害怕的时候。
Then how? 那么具体的应该怎么做呢？ Number one, admit that you are scared.
要承认自己的恐惧，承认你是害怕的。
Bravery doesn't mean that you're never afraid.
勇敢不意味着你永远就不懂得害怕了。
It means that you're afraid, but you move forward anyway.
而是当你恐惧害怕的时候，依然不后退，不退缩。好，我们看一下，那到底应该怎么做呢？
Try these tips for acknowledging your fear.
首先怎么做？
Say it out loud.
Linda 在念的时候，大家听英文好了，不要看后面的翻译，看看你是不是能够听懂啊。 Say it out loud， 大声的说出来。
Verbalize 刚刚讲过了， Verbalizing what you are afraid of can bring it out into the open and make it seem more ordinary.You don't have to say it to anyone else, just to yourself.
经过语言的释放呢，恐惧会变得释然和平淡，不一定是要对其他人说，对你自己说就好了。接着往下听。
Accept that everything is a risk.
你要承认做每一件事情其实都是一次冒险。
All the things you do in a day, from getting out of bed to eating dinnercarry some level of risk, but that doesn't stop you from living your life. Why should what you're afraid of stop you either?
每天从起床开始到吃晚餐的这个过程当中，咱们所做的 事情呢都具有一定程度的冒险性，但是这并没有妨碍到我们过自己的生活，对不对？所以呢，为什么要让我们自己所害怕的那些事情来影响到我们自己呢？ Focus on what you can control， 将注意力集中在咱们能够控制的事情上面。 You can't help being afraid of somethingIt's an emotional response you can't change. 害怕呢，它是一种情不自禁的事情，是不由自主的一种情绪、情感上面的反应，是你没有办法去改变的。However, you can control what you do about it. Keep your attention focused on your actions, not your involuntary responses. 但是呢，你能决定在面对恐惧的时候该怎么做？咱们要将注意力集中在我们的行动上，而不是集中在那些不由得我们控制的情绪反应上。Number two, find a role model. 找一个榜样。If you are having a hard time seeing your way out of a situation, try modeling your behavior after someone else who's faced adversity.如果在某种困境当中实在找不到出路，试着想想某个经历过这种困境的人会怎么做，以他为榜样。 Not only can this give you a good dose of perspective, wow, at least my problem isn't as bad as that, it might inspire you to be more courageous.这样做呢，你不仅能够改变自己的看法或者是态度，也就是说，我的这个问题还没有他的那个那么严重吧，这同时也能够让你受到鼓舞，从而变得更勇敢 courageous， 更加具有勇气，更勇敢。 Look for a role model among people you already know. If you feel comfortable enough, consider asking them how they dealt with situationsThat required bravery. 在认识的人当中去找榜样，如果你觉得合适的话，可以问问他们当时在那种情况下是怎么获得勇气的，是怎么做的。 Number three, don't think, act. 不要多想，多行动。 After a certain point, it's better if you stop dwelling on what you are about to do and just do it.Take a deep breath, try to clear your mind, and go forward with what you've already decided on. Try not to hesitate and focus on just getting through it. 到了某种地步的时候呢，你最好不要瞻前顾后，而是直接行动起来。深呼吸，整理一下头绪，直接着手干你已经决定的事情。试着不要犹豫，而是把注意力放在做的过程当中。Number four, attempt difficult tasks. 尝试去挑战棘手的任务或者事情。 Succeeding in something that you find challenging can give you a boost in self-confidence. Even if you fail, tell yourself that you'll get it next time. 成功的完成具有挑战性的事情会增加你的自信心，即使失败也要告诉自己下一次一定把它拿下。说的特别对，其实活着每天都是在冒险，谁能说得清下一秒会发生什么样的事情呢？歌词里面的那一句，听到雷声就逃，却从来没有停下来问问自己，在逃的同时错过了多少美好的时光，这说得特别好，特别对。与其做个逃避现实主义者，倒不如做个二逼的冒险主义者。打起精神来，生命短暂，挥洒咱们的青春吧。好了，我是 Linda， 周末愉快哦。